Welcome to the Pearl of Great Price podcast. Thanks for joining us today. It's the 30th of July. On this day in Christian history, we go back to the year 1715. We travel to Leipzig in Germany. But today the body of Johann Sebastian Bach was laid to rest in an unmarked grave, the churchyard of St. John's. He had died 2 days earlier, and an inventory drawn up a few months after his death showed that his estate included 5 harpsichords, 2 lute harpsichords, 3 violins, 3 violas, 2 cellos, along with 52 sacred books, including works by Martin Luther and Josephus, the Jewish historian. The hundreds of sacred works that Bach created are an indication of an intelligent and curious faith. He had taught Luther's small catechism at the Thomaskantor in Leipzig, and the Lutheran Chorale, or hymn book, was the basis of much of his work. In elaborating these hymns into his choral preludes, he wrote more cogent and tightly integrated works than many of his contemporaries, even when they were massive and lengthy. His major sacred vocal works created a religiously and musically powerful experience. For example, the St. Matthew's Passion was illustrated with biblical text in arias, choruses, and chorale preludes. Bach was able to craft all of this into an overall experience that has been found by millions over centuries to be both musically thrilling and spiritually profound. Regarded as one of the greatest composers of all time, his compositions now represent the best of the Baroque era. And he not only produced great compositions, he produced fine composers as well in his sons, and he mastered virtually every musical form of his day. His passions and his Mass in B minor are outstanding, and he often took simple Lutheran melodies and developed them into fully fledged works, transcribing many works of other composers, showing how he admired them. He spent a great deal of time studying the Italian Baroque style, and these inspired his own seminal violin sonatas. And he was voted the greatest composer of all time recently by 174 of the world's leading composers for the BBC Music magazine. Born into a musical family, his uncles were all professional musicians, whose posts included church organists, court chamber musicians and composers. And one uncle, Johann Christoph Bach, introduced him to the organ, and he would specialise in the organ and other keyboard instruments. He composed concertos, for instance, for violin and for the harpsichord, and suites as chamber music as well as for the orchestra. His mother and father had died before he was 10, and so he moved in with his eldest brother, who was an organist at St. Michael's Church in Ohrdruf, Saxe-Gotha-Altenburg. There he studied, performed and copied music, and his brother instructed him on the clavichord. And meanwhile, at the local gymnasium, he was taught primarily theology, Latin and Greek. He would work as a court organist and a church organist until he was eventually appointed Thomas Cantor, the cantor of St. Thomas School at St. Thomas Church in Leipzig, which provided music for 4 churches in the city. Seen as the leading cantorate in Protestant Germany, it was located in the mercantile city of Leipzig, and he held this post happily for 27 years until his death. When he was 48, he acquired a copy of Luther's 3-volume translation of the Bible, and he became totally absorbed in it, underlining passages, correcting errors in the text and commentary, inserting missing words and making notes in the margins. And his notes are revealing as to his own faith. For instance, near 1 Chronicles 25, which is a listing of Davidic musicians, he wrote, "This chapter is the true foundation of all God-pleasing music." And a little later, 2 Chronicles chapter 5, which speaks of temple musicians praising God, he noted, in a reverent performance of music, God is always at hand with his gracious presence. Sadly, he became blind in 1750, a year before his death, and we now think this was caused by undiagnosed diabetes and a stroke. In an unfortunate coincidence, as he was going blind, a famous British occultist and eye doctor called John Taylor was on a trip in Leipzig. He operated on him twice with no success, and is now considered to be a charlatan. And Bach's general health got worse and worse, and he suffered for half a year after these two surgeries. Curiously and suddenly, half a year after his second operation, he was able to see again, just in time to suffer a second stroke, which weakened him terminally. However, after his death, his music was further popularised through a multitude of arrangements, including The Air on G String and Jesus Joy of Man's Desiring, and a multitude of recordings, such as the three different box sets with complete performances of the composer's oeuvre, marking the 250th anniversary of his death. That's all from the Pearl of Great Price today. Join us tomorrow if you can, as we look at Mount Athos in Greece. I hope you enjoyed listening. For links to any of the reading I've done to research these pods, then please visit us on www.pogp.net. And if you'd like to request a topic or ask any questions, then email the show on pogppod@gmail.com. If you have time, please subscribe and share the podcast with friends, and have a lovely day wherever you are. And thanks for listening.